Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Dink Trout, Harry Zimmerman, and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parky Carcass.
Well, Christmas is just about to be over. Yeah, I guess with all the Christmas gifts, it must be exchanged by now. But the best gift what I got was that book what Miss Higgins, my night school teacher, has given me. Let me try to see where's that book. Oh, here it is right here. She said that book was dedicated to me. It's called Little Stories for Little Minds. Oh, they got some very interesting stories in this book. I love this story right here. I see the mouse. You see the mouse. He sees the mouse. They see the mouse. We see the mouse. The cat sees the mouse there. Oh, don't that be a sad story? Oh, here's Betty Roach. Hello, Betty.
Hi, Parky.
Hi.
Doing?
Oh, just reading my book with Miss Higgins, my night school teacher, gave me for Christmas.
Oh, it was nice of Miss Higgins to give you that book, wasn't it, Parky?
Sure was. You know, Betty, this book, it takes me way back to my school days in the old country. Yeah. That book brings back wonderful memories. It really does. And I'll never forget the first day with my father. He took me to school. That school has been 14 miles from my house, Betty. We had for to walk all the way.
Oh, my goodness.
You see, we were so poor, couldn't afford for to ride. Managed that.
You had to walk 14 miles to school every day?
In all kinds of weather, too. I could just picture it now, walking to school 14 miles with my father holding my hand. You see, I couldn't walk by myself.
Well, why couldn't you walk by yourself?
I was wearing my mother's shoes, you see. Those high heels was killing me. And they was killing my father, too.
Now, wait a minute. The high heels were killing your father?
Yes, he was wearing his mother's shoes, you see.
Well, whose shoes was your mother wearing?
My father's. You see, Betty, we were so poor, we had to wear each other's shoes, you see.
Oh, Parky, it's wonderful how you can joke about those things. Being poor and all.
Yes.
That shows you have a lot of native intelligence. You know, it's only too bad that you couldn't have had some real schooling, or you'd have been a big man today.
Ah, Betty, in the old country, we don't got the great opportunities what this country gives you, you know. Like free schools. You know, I always had an ambition for to be a lawyer or a doctor or an SPA, you know.
An SPA?
You know, a certified public accountant, yes. But instead of that, look at me. I'm just be a Hesslinger, Betty. Guess what? I'll never be anything else. I suppose without going for to die with a frying pan in one hand and a hot potato in the other, yeah. I guess I'm be too old for to make anything important out of myself now.
Oh, Parky, a person's never too old to do important things.
No?
Well, no, don't forget Rousseau. He's the famous painter. He didn't start to paint until he was 42 years old.
What's the matter? Couldn't he find his brush?
Oh, are you waiting to see Mr. Parky Carcass, sir?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, that's me. What could I do for you?
Well, my name is Pigeon.
Pigeon?
Yes, I represent the firm of Pigeon, Sparrow, and Dove.
Pigeon, Sparrow, and Dove?
Yes.
I heard about you, Bud. Yes.
You have heard about us. Well, I just flew in from New York.
You did? Well, shake off the snow and sit down.
Yes, we're in the maintenance business.
Maintenance?
Yeah, we keep up people's property.
What kind of property?
Well, any kind. We fix anything and everything.
Yes.
We don't care what it is. Now, even if your suspenders would break,
yes,
we'd fix that, too.
Yes.
And in that way...
You keep up people's property, I see.
No, I'm just kidding about the suspenders. But around your place here, there must be a lot of odds and ends that get broken, and you neglect them, like a leaky faucet, or a piece of linoleum that's loose, or a squeaky door.
Yes.
Now, for $3.75 a month,
yes,
we send a man around here to fix up all those things.
You do?
Now, you see that broken shelf up there?
You know, I've been meaning for to fix that shelf for the last 10 years.
Well, don't you worry about it. We'll take care of it.
You say you only charge $3.75 a month for to fix everything around here what gets broken?
That's all. Yes. Unless, of course, we run into something big that
yes,
we have to use a lot of extra material on,
yes,
then we fix it and bill you at cost.
Well, that'd be fair enough, yeah. I don't don't understand how you could send a man over here every month for to fix all this stuff for only $3.75.
Oh, well, we lose a pile of money in our business, but that's the only way we can show a profit.
Yes. The only way what you could show a profit is by losing a pile of money?
Yeah. You see, we're in the 120% bracket.
Yes.
And the more money we make, the more money we lose.
Yes.
So the only way we can show a profit is to lose more than we make. Do you understand that?
No, I don't.
Well, neither do I.
Yes.
But my partner explained the whole thing to me,
he
and he must be right because he's the brains of the concern.
Oh, he is.
Oh,
he is.
Yes, he's brilliant.
He is.
Just to show you how smart he is, he started this business on a shoestring.
Yes.
Yes, I put up all the money, $40,000,
yes.
And today my partner's got $40,000.
Yes? What do you got?
I got the shoestring.
I see. Well, he must be a pretty smart fella.
Oh, yes, he is. Now, you just sign this contract right here, and I'll send our boys over so they can get started fixing up the stuff around here this afternoon.
Sign the contract? Yeah, okay. Sure, I couldn't get that for $3.75 a month.
Well, that's what I say.
That's what I say.
Well, sir, thank you very much, and good day.
Yes, good day. Still couldn't understand that. The more money they lose, the more they make. I don't know, maybe it's got something to do with inflation. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations. The jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. What are you doing, New Year's? New
our lovely Victor Recording star singing What Are You Doing New Year's Eve. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. In just a few days now, the new year will be with us, and Parkey has asked me to extend to all of you wishes for a very happy and prosperous new year from all of us here at Parkey's Restaurant. We all sincerely hope that this coming year brings many of the answers to the consuming problems of today. But then, as we all are well aware, wishes alone cannot accomplish these ends. Work and effort are a very necessary part of happiness, and the joy of accomplishment is key. At no other time of the year are the ideals of mankind held in sharper focus than they are during this holiday season. Love thy neighbor and peace on earth, goodwill towards men are not empty phrases, but living ideals at the moment. Yet they are all too often forgotten immediately following the holidays. Few other words encompass a richer philosophy, nor are more basic in presenting worldwide solutions. Let 1948 find us more diligent than ever in the effort to accomplish this end. May the new year bring forth a new world, rich in all good things. May it bring peace and happiness to all mankind. May it be to all of you a very happy new year.
Oh, my, look at that loose shelf up there, you know. It'd be a funny thing for 10 years. I didn't mind it, but now it bothers me. Well, when that man has come from the maintenance company, that'd be the first thing what I'll have him for to fix. I'd better look around for other stuff that needs fixing here. Oh, I'd better take this man's order. Yes, sir? Could I help you?
Yeah, can you let me have a piece of string?
Piece of string?
Yeah.
Yes, I could, but I advise you to take the roast beef. It's much more tender. That's just a joke I just made there, you see. Here's a piece of string right here. Is that be long enough for you?
Yeah, I want to tie up this stuff I'm carrying here.
Yes.
Say, you haven't got a paper bag, have you?
Paper bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could find one for you. Here you are.
Is that the biggest one you got?
Yeah, we only got him here to send out sandwiches, you know.
Okay, I'll make it do.
Yes.
Say, have you got a city directory here?
City directory? No, I don't. No, I don't.
I want to look up an address. Yes. Where's your telephone book?
Right over there.
Would you break this $5 bill? Give me some nickels. I want to use the telephone.
You want some nickels? Oh, my, I only got 5 nickels left here.
Well, that's okay. Let me have them 5. You can go to the bank and get some more later.
Yes.
Hey, you got a pencil so I can write down the number after I look it up?
A pencil? Yes, here you are. Say, while you're phoning, why don't you order your meal now? I could have it ready for you when you're through.
Order my meal?
Yes.
I don't want no meal. I only live 2 blocks from here. I always eat home.
You always eat home?
Yes, I just come in here to use the phone.
I see.
Could I have a glass of water?
Sure, look, mister, I don't mind giving you all these things for nothing, but I'm being business here, you know. I got expenses here. I got to pay rent and light and taxes and stuff, you know. Don't you think what you should buy something?
Well, all right, if you feel that way about it. Okay, I'll buy something.
Yeah.
You sell postage stamps?
Postage stamps?
Yes, I don't need any, but as long as you're forcing me to spend some money here, I'll buy 5 2-cent postage stamps.
That's very nice of you. You know, I was afraid for a minute there you was going to leave here without buying anything, you see.
Say, mister,
yes?
By the way, where is
the... Right down there at the end of the hall.
Thanks.
I think if a man wants to use the telephone, he would know where it is. Oh, well, when you run a restaurant, God forbid they expect all kinds of people. Yes, sir. Somebody take care of you?
Are you Mr. Pocahontas?
Pocahontas? No, my name is Pakyakakis.
Pakyakakis?
Yes.
What a relief.
Yeah.
For a minute, I was afraid to come in here. My name's John Smith.
What can I do for you, Mr. Smith?
I'm the foreman of the maintenance company. They
Oh,
sent
yes.
me over here to service your place.
Oh, yes.
Those 3 guys standing outside are my crew.
Oh, yes, I could see what they're your crew. I could tell by the haircuts, yes.
Well, what you got around here that needs fixing?
Well, the only thing that I could see is that shelf up there. That should be nailed up. I guess one little nail will do it. While you're up on the ladder, you could straighten out Whistler's mother. She's been tipsy since 1937. So what I could think of this month, we'll have to wait until next month, I guess. Something gets broken.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yes.
I'll fix the shelf, and I'll have the boys start ripping up the floor.
Yes. Yes.
We'll start in that corner over there. Is that okay?
Yeah. Wait a minute. You said you'll have the boys start ripping up the floor? Well, what is that for?
To see if there's any dry rot under the floor.
Dry rot?
Ah. Brother, let me tell you something.
Yes?
My boys are the best dry rot men in America.
Yes, I could see that by looking at them, but I don't understand this. Who said what I got dry rot under the floors?
Well, who said you ain't got it? Only way you can tell is to rip up the floors and see.
No, I don't think what I want you for to rip up my floors.
Look, yes? Mister.
Yes?
I work for a reliable company. When we take on a client, the first thing we do is rip up all the floors to see what's going on under there. We do that just to build up goodwill.
Yeah, you may be building up goodwill, but you're tearing down my restaurant. What is it?
Okay, fellas, let's get started.
Oh, my.
Oh, hello, Mr. Pocahontas.
Oh, hello, lady. Come right in. How are things down at the sewing circle?
Just lovely.
That's good.
We just completed our arrangements for this year's national convention.
Oh, good.
You know, 420 sewing circles all over the country are getting together.
420 sewing circles all are getting together?
Yes.
Where is the convention going for to be held?
In Needles, California. We're going to have a great big sit-down supper.
Sit-down supper? In Needles?
And I understand we're going to have some wonderful entertainment at our convention.
You are.
One of the big sewing machine companies is going to send over half a dozen singers. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
Oh, mercy, what are those men doing? Digging a big hole in your floor?
Yeah, they're looking for dry rot.
Dry rot?
Yes.
Heavens, is there a shortage of that, too?
I really couldn't tell you.
Dale, what I really came in for is to get you to sign your name to this petition.
Yes?
I'm trying to get 1,000 signatures.
Oh, I see. Well, what is the petition for?
Oh, I haven't made up my mind yet.
You hadn't made up your mind yet?
No, I thought I'd get the 1,000 signatures first.
Yes?
And then I could always think up some petition to attach the names to. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. But look, ladies, supposing I signed my name to a blank petition and after I signed it, you thought of something that I wouldn't be in favor of, like, for instance, to pass a law closing up all the restaurants.
Oh, I'd never get up a petition like that.
Good.
Heavens, no, I used that one last year.
Yes.
Oh, mercy, here's my bus. I must be running along.
Oh, you take that bus?
Oh, bless you, no, I never take any bus. Yes. You see, before I came in here, I placed 2 walnuts on the street.
Yes.
Then I wait for a bus to run over them and crack them. Well, good day.
Good day. Puts 2 walnuts down and waits for a bus to come along and crack them. Boy, those walnuts ain't the only thing that's cracked, I can tell you that. Oh, my, I better go over and see how those fellas is doing, ripping up the floor. Well, Mr. Smith, did you find any dry rot?
Nope. You ain't got no dry rot.
Well, thank heavens for that.
You got termites.
Termites?
Yeah, you know, mosquitoes with atom bombs. Ah, mister, you're in real trouble.
I am?
We're going to have to rip out all them supporting beams under them floors.
Got to rip out all the supporting beams under them floors.
Yeah, I'm only hoping they're not in the foundation, too.
Oh, my.
Can't say for sure till we start excavating.
Excavating? You mean you got for to excavate the foundation?
Yeah. Them bulldozers run into a little extra money, but we got to do it.
Little extra money? Say, tell me, Mr. Smith, how much is this thing is going to cost me so far?
Well, yes. It all depends if we find white termites or red termites.
Red termites?
Yeah. White termites don't cost so much.
Yes.
But for red termites, there's an extra charge for investigation.
Well, couldn't you give me like a rough idea of what it's going for to cost?
Well, I can't say exactly, but it'll run you about $300 either way.
$300 either way. How you mean either way?
Well, may run you $295 or maybe $1,800.
$1,800?
Yeah, but brother, you're sure a lucky guy we discovered this in time.
I'm lucky, huh?
You bet you're lucky. Why, them termites might have been down there for 70 or 80 years more and you never would have known about it.
Yeah, I sure am glad that I found out about it now, yes.
of 19 Short Orders playing People Will Say We're in Love. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The Veterans Administration is concerned with a large number of veterans who have dropped their National Service life insurance. Of the 14 million World War veterans now out of service, most of them originally took out this GI policy. However, many veterans dropped this insurance because they didn't understand its benefits or because policy provisions, since changed, were not to their liking. But it should be pointed out that National Service Life Insurance is usually the most inexpensive form of insurance a veteran can obtain. And in some cases, it's the only type of insurance veterans can acquire who are engaged in hazardous occupations. Likewise, bear in mind that it can be converted into a number of forms of permanent insurance at relatively low rates. And most veterans have 8 years from the date of their term policy in which to make this conversion. In order to aid those veterans who are contemplating the reinstatement of their GI insurance, Congress has extended until January 1st, the period during which veterans may reinstate their National Service Life Insurance on easy conditions. To those veterans desiring more information, please consult your nearest Veterans Administration office.
Oh, my, why did I never stop with those maintenance people? He's going for to fix up everything around here for $3.75 a month. I should have known, but that just sounded too good for to be true. Well, I'm sure glad that they didn't find termites in the foundation, too. Now, what they found in the foundation was dry rot. Well, that gives me something for to be proud of. That makes me a man of distinction. Yes, sir, I'm the only man in the world that's got termites in his dry rot. Oh, my, here comes more trumblies with that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, 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 my old friend, Mr. Parky Kangas, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp.
Hey, I hear that you are doing some alterations around a restaurant here.
Alterations?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you mean ripping up the whole floor like that? That's going to be my idea, you know.
No?
No, that's the maintenance company's idea.
Oh, well, you are a fine frontage, you are.
Yes?
Yeah. Why don't you give me a chance to bid on that job?
You rip up floors, too?
Oh, sure. Didn't you hear? Just went into the building business.
In the building business? Well, mm-hmm. What do you know about the building business?
Well, I don't know nothing about it, see, but my associates, they happen to be the biggest contrasters in the country.
Your associates are big contrasters?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, what is a contrastor?
What is a contrastor?
Yes.
Now, that is a silly question.
It is?
Yeah. A contrastor is a fellow who constricts buildings.
He constricts buildings?
Yeah, sure. And, oh, brother, we are doing a land office business.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Sold over 50 land offices last week. Brother, are we busy down at our office? You know, we are drawing up hundreds of plans just for buildings.
Yeah.
You know, last week we had to put on 3 extra artichokes.
You got artichokes drawing up plans?
Why, sure.
Yes.
It's a lot of work to getting out all them blue points.
That's what I would like to see. 3 artichokes busy getting out blue points. All you need with that is a little ketchup. Must be delicious. You know, Mr. Sharp, before you tell anybody what you're in the building business, you should learn how to pronounce the words right, you see?
Well, no, that ain't necessary for me to know them words.
No?
No. I don't handle that end of the business.
Yes?
You see, I'm in a different department.
Different department?
Yeah, yeah. I am in charge of the repairs.
Yes?
I take care of anything that needs fixing.
You do? What did you ever fix?
I fixed millions of things.
Yes?
Prize fights, horse races, basketball.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I want anything for to do with your company. I mean, you don't exactly sound wholesome to me, you see.
Now, just what do you mean my company don't sound wholesome to you? Why, we're one of the biggest building companies in the Western Hemisphere.
Western Hemisphere?
Yeah. We are as strong as the rocket giblet's brother.
Well, that should be strong, the rocket giblet's brother, yeah.
You bet it is. Yeah. Got offices all over the world.
All over the world?
Yeah, next week we're expanding. We are working right now on a fabricated house.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. It's got 3 bedrooms, got 2 baths, and it's near a window.
Yes.
Well, we are selling that house. It's complete for just $200.
Yes.
See? For a small extra charge, we cut a door in it.
You're selling a 3-bedroom house for $200, Mr. Sharp? That sounds like a great big lie to me.
That's what I say. It's a fabricated house.
I see.
Now, as I said, Mr. Pankykakis, we are expanding our company, and since I happen to be the head expander,
yes,
I would like to let you in on the ground floor and sell you some stacking. Now, this is only 25 cents a share, and you better buy some of this stock quick because it's going up next week just as soon as our president comes back from his leave of absence. Mm-hmm. See? He's been on a cruise for half a year.
The president has been on a cruise for half a year.
Yeah. Been up the river for 6 months.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Shaw, but I don't think I would like for to buy any stock in your company.
No,
besides, I got enough trouble here already with all those other termites, you see. And dry rat on my and that maintenance company.
Now,
you don't
brother, know. All that I got to say is that you are probably the most selfish man that I ever met.
Well,
yeah, I'm only a poor guy trying to make a living. The least that you can do is to ask instead of helping hand to an old friend.
Yes,
but
I know.
No. You are just interested in yourself. All you're worrying about is poor little you.
No, you see this.
It's okay with me, brother. Just don't want you to forget one thing. I didn't ask you for no charity.
Yes,
all I asked you to do is buy some stock in my company for a measle 25 cents a share.
Yes. You know something, Mr.
What?
Sharp? You are right. I do be ashamed of myself.
You should.
I guess what I do be a little selfish, yeah. I hope you will forgive me.
Well.
Yeah, I guess what I would be an awful heel if I didn't help out my old friends, especially now with a new year coming along.
That's right.
Yes, I guess what the least what I could do is lend a helping hand to my friends whenever they need it. Yes, Mr. Sharp, I'm going to buy some stock in your company.
Yeah?
Yes, I am. And I don't care if that stock turns out for to be any good or not.
Huh?
I mean, like that.
That's wonderful.
How much you say that stock is?
25 cents a share.
Okay, here's 25 cents. Put me down for 1 cent.
Well, thank you very much, and goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Well, Mr. Parker, we've got your foundation, your floor all fixed up. Boy, was that a big job.
Yes.
What do you know? Forgot to nail up that shelf for you.
No, look, Mr. Smith. Forget about the shelf. I'll nail that up myself. Tell me. How much is that job on the floor and the foundation is going for the cost?
I got the bill right here.
Yes.
That figures out to $2,172.17.
Oh, my.
That's much cheaper than I thought it would be.
It is, huh? $2,172.17. Oh, my. And the salesman from your company told me all that he was going for to cost me was a service charge of $3.75 a month.
Oh, are you one of our $3.75 monthly clients?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm glad you reminded me.
Yes.
What do you know?
Yes.
I forgot to add that on. That'll be $3.75.
$3 off for heaven's
sake. Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more comedy. The Jim Backus Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.